All right, I'm here with Barbara Mulkowski, Senior VP of Marketing with Prime Insurance Company. Barbara, thank you so much for joining me today.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Yeah. So, we're, you know, obviously here on the Insurance Connector podcast, we like talking about everything that, is unique. So give me a little history on Prime Insurance Company. I did a little of my own research this afternoon. You guys have been in business, I understand, since 1990. Is that right?
Oh, and yes. That is correct. We're an excess and surplus lines carrier that has been in business for almost 40 years. Wow. And we are writing property and casualty insurance, specialty insurance across the United States. We are writing so many classes of businesses, over 400 different classes last time we took a look. Everything from an animal liability product to property coverage to trucking to all types of commercial auto, liquor, taverns, habitational, even some property on the Gulf Coast and in Louisiana, all types of specialty risks.
I was just going to say, so basically what it sounds like is you guys' appetite is so broad that agents could come to you with a normal placement kind of, and they could come to you with a really strange kind of off the wall placement. And it sounds like you guys probably have a home for it. Is that pretty accurate?
Yeah, exactly. Again, we're the marketplace. We're the actual carrier. So if there is coverage that is an emerging market or startup business, or coverage and a risk that has a lot of issues, perhaps it has an adverse claim history or whatever, those are the kinds of things you would like to bring to Prime Insurance Company, because if it is a problem for you, that's probably where Prime could provide a solution. And it doesn't even have to be a distress situation. You have a client that just had a bad shake, and you have a good relationship with that client, you know the risk and stuff, we'll talk to you about that. You know, typically excess and surplus is not a cheap date.
Yeah.
It's a get what you pay for outing, and you know, we definitely stand by that. But we offer and we operate on a partnership approach. We're very transparent. We like to talk to the agent and to the insured and say, let's take a look. What is it we're really trying to cover? What are we trying to protect? And make sure we're all on the same page regarding the coverage. Because after all, what is insurance other than when there's a claim or an incident?
Right.
We want to make sure everybody is on the same page. But what I'm finding is that through a lot of agents, they're finding an opportunity to kind of open their eyes to a different book of business. Excess and surplus is not an easy marketplace. So many people and many agents want to do what they can do now and what they can close now, instead of getting into a complicated risk. And that's where we make it easy for you. We get an underwriter on the phone, talk about that risk, talk to your insured, and see if we can provide a solution. And many times we do, so you're writing more business.
Yeah, that's really neat. And you know, I think, too, kind of what you said, I remember, you know, going back to my agent days. And when you got this, you know, relationship going, you have a relationship going with the insured and, you know, a claim happens a lot of times. And, you know, I mean, every not to say anything bad about like the mainline carriers out there or anything like that, but they just won't listen to you. They won't say, you know, it's like, you know, you call and you give them your sob story on how this guy's a really great guy and just had a tough break this year. And they go, oh, that's nice. We're still not going to renew him. And, you know, really kind of so that's where you guys essentially just really shine, is being able to have these conversations and take into account things that maybe the really, you know, big, huge nationwide carriers, they're not able to do that just because of how they are set up. You guys do that. Is that accurate?
Yes, precisely. And actually even taking it to another level, you're right, with, you know, different corporate structures and different way people operate and different carriers, that's fine, all hugely successful.
Yeah.
But we've taken almost a contradictory or a contrarian approach, actually.
Yeah.
We are more hands-on, happy to see you, happy to talk to you, happy to shake your hand kind of place than you can imagine. And our company is we're doing very well. We're growing. Yeah. We're hiring. We're branching out. But we like to have a personal relationship, and kind of, we really back that up where our president and CEO of the company travels and meets with insureds and also with insurance brokers. And he's traveling across the United States, even during the pandemic, under very safe circumstances and scenarios, of course. But it hasn't stopped him from reaching out and talking to people and trying to, you know, trying to provide a service and solution. So we've kind of taken a grassroots approach, even in today's, you know, modern technology and so many things available to the insured and to the marketplace. We've kind of taken a real grassroots approach.
That's, and I think that it's obviously working. I mean, I never really like to say the figures on the air that I find online. But from the looks of things, you guys, I mean, is it fair to say you guys have almost doubled in written premium in the last 4 years or so? Is that pretty close to accurate statement?
It would be. We have grown quite well in the last 4 or 5 years. That is correct.
And that says something right there. And you know, that's the other thing I noticed, too, is that, you know, there's other giant aggregators and clusters and different folks like that. And I'm looking on their websites all the time, and I notice you guys are there. And so, you know, this partnership that you guys have gone into with the Insurance Connector is so cool because it gives agents the opportunity to do a direct appointment with you guys, you know, be able to keep more of that revenue for themselves, but have that direct relationship where they're not working through a third party. And it's so neat that you guys will do either way. You'll work through the aggregator. You'll work directly with the agent. I mean, it's, you know, a very unique approach to doing business. And I mean, obviously it's working really well for you guys to experience the growth that you guys are experiencing right now. What do you think it is attributable, the number one or two things that are attributable to that growth that you guys are seeing?
Well, I must say, besides really working on a partnership approach and really talking to people and saying, and figuring out who it is that we are actually insuring. So that's kind of a process that's worth gold. You know, when you know who your business and who your business partner is going to be, who is that producer, what is his background, what is his feeling about this insured, that is for certain. And then I would also say the in-house expertise that we have, what I've learned, you know, through the years is that, you take care of your own business.
Yeah.
Through our, we have a very superb risk management team that is, you know, made up of lawyers and really consummate professionals that inspect and go out and work and really try to mitigate risk with our insurance. So the risk management team, and then superior claims results. Again, having those things established, having a partnership approach established, having a risk management routine established. Now, if you get into that third and final stage of the relationship with in a claim situation, you've established a very good background so that our claims results are really superior. So I would say all that, you know, I could say our customer service, our this and that, but our service is so good because we're bringing people in with the independent agent that maybe never had an experience with an excess triple clients carrier before. So we're providing that education, we're providing that service to usher in the business for them. So there's several things, plus the caliber of people. I'll reiterate the in-house expertise, the loyalty, the staying power of the professionals that are working in prime insurance. All this is making a big difference, and our leadership, to be honest with you. Again, the leadership and ownership of the company is out there working the same amount of hours, shaking hands, and doing the same kind of work that's expected of those of us beneath.
Absolutely. No, I think, I mean, it's just such a unique way to do it. And it's nice for, you know, I mean, as an agent, I wasn't even aware this was an option. It's really nice to, you know, have this, in my agent days, but it's really nice to have this as an option just to keep, because, you know, there's so many things happen, especially right now.
Yeah.
There's probably a lot of claims going on right now that shouldn't even be claims in the first place.
Well, of course. Yes. Yes. There's that going on. And then, like the emerging markets, you know, under normal circumstances, you're getting, you look at new and emerging markets, but now we're looking at things, yes, that are COVID related. And right. It's not COVID coverage per se, but we're finding that we can, you know, look at some endorsements. We could maybe provide some protection that a year ago we wouldn't even know what we were talking about.
Right.
So it's definitely a place for that. And it's like, you know, like some of the big insurance carriers, you know, they mm-hmm. talk about, we know this, we've seen it, we've done it. There's so much truth to that. And right. we've seen so many things that you couldn't imagine, you know,
yeah.
you can't make this stuff up. And yet we find a way to evaluate the risk and provide solutions for it. So yeah, it opens up a whole new world, I believe. But
absolutely.
One thing I will say, and that is for the independent agent, and many are much more well-versed, you know, than others in the E&S
yeah.
marketplace. And if they have good relationships with, you know, with their MGAs and with their connections, by all means, they should always
yep.
continue that.
Yep.
But keep in mind to bring up even to the MGA that maybe Prime can help. So,
yeah.
you know, that we won't underbid, we won't cut out. We're just saying we're a marketplace there for everybody
yeah.
for a solution. Uh-huh.
Absolutely. Well, and I think the really kind of even, you know, more unique thing is, you know, when people are working with excess and surplus, oftentimes we're not used to working directly with the company. We're used to working
right.
with, you know, we're used to working with a wholesaler or MGA or, you know, somebody
yeah.
else that's the middleman with the company. So we're not talking directly with the underwriter on, you know, here's what's going on with this risk. And the
right.
wholesalers and MGAs, I mean, a lot of them out there, they're great. Some of them are really, really busy. And I know for a fact that some of my favorite underwriters from my favorite wholesale groups in the country, they got busy, and maybe the message wasn't really clearly relayed, or maybe something was lost in translation. And I think that's,
sure.
that's the other unique part about this is you're the company. We can talk directly with you, and you guys are the ones that set, you know, essentially, you know, putting the rates together for this. And so we can have direct conversations, and that's kind of unusual, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's a little more common these days. I mean, a lot of the carriers have, brokerages that they're running through, you know, and they're running through and kind of even marketing direct. We're not actively marketing, but we are saying that we are a marketplace.
Yeah.
For solutions, right? But there are some that under a different name are actually marketing direct. We just want to know that, yeah, we work with MGAs and wholesalers all day long as well,
sure.
of course.
Absolutely.
And it's kind of split into thirds, you know.
Yeah.
We work with some independents and that. We've attended a lot of the trade shows over the years when, you know, that was a popular thing to do.
Yeah.
And spoke to many independent agents while standing, you know, next to a wholesaler booth or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So it's out there, and we're finding it to be very successful, and yet still making sure the scales are balanced properly so that every marketplace is treated fairly, including us.
Absolutely.
But one thing I wanted to say, you know, every
yeah.
week I look at the bordereau and we take a look at what we're writing, and we just write so many different things all over the place. And I'm just looking now, like in the last week, we've written things such as like a circus company,
yeah.
right? We write that. Aerial arts, ATV rental, midwives, paratransit, security guards, watercraft, a lot of recreation. And, you know, that's just a little snippet of, you know, of the different kinds of things there. Professional liability, motor truck, cargo, trucking in general,
mm-hmm.
Commercial auto. So I just wanted to throw that in there.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that. Mm-hmm. So I always uh-huh. like to ask this question to everybody that I talk to. Who should
sure.
not come and do business with Prime Insurance Company?
Who should not? Well, I'll tell you, we want to think that everybody is you know, upstanding and being truthful and stuff. But if anyone feels that there's a reason not to have full transparency or full, you know, or think they're going to get the lowest price and get right. excellent coverage for the lowest price, and they're under that thinking, I don't think Prime is a good place for them to shop.
Sure. So
it's people who understand the value
yeah.
Of the marketplace and what Prime brings to the table
yeah.
in the event an incident or claim or lawsuit occurs. So.
Yeah, absolutely. So those are the people you're looking for, is the people that are going to be honest, that are going to be, you know, transparent, straightforward, and just really value selling to the insured, not necessarily. And sounds like, you know, you guys have conversations with the agent, you have conversations with the insured, you make sure everybody's on the
yep.
you know, same page as far as coverage goes. So, which, I mean, is like talk yeah. about bulletproofing your E&O, especially on higher risk clients. I mean, that's
so.
Yeah, that's awesome.
It is. So you have to, so I would say the best clientele would be people who don't shy away from the hard questions.
Yeah.
And want this coverage. You know, so many times an insured, when you're getting into a distress situation and into an E&S proposition, it means the difference between, you know, closing your doors.
Yeah.
Because especially in this day and age, you either have to get this insurance and move on until you get rehabilitated and can get standard insurance somewhere down the road.
Mm-hmm.
But it can be that or just closing your doors. And to have the kind of expertise that Prime has, again, with the underwriting, with the risk management, and with the claims management, you know, we think we are providing a service, especially for those folks.
Yeah.
So
I think I would totally yeah. agree with that. I think yeah. so how would an agent go about getting set up and signed up to be able to quote through you guys? And tell me about the quote process. The first time I put through a quote,
oh,
what can
sure.
I expect?
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, gladly. Well, a couple of ways. They can always call us at Prime Insurance Company, 800-257-5590. That's our corporate office. We're happy to help. But another way is to visit our website at www.primeis.com. And there on the website, we have forms. And there's all kinds of applications for different products and services. They can look for an application, or they can just or the individual can just contact our underwriting department by info@primeis.com. Or if you have a quote and you have a submission, quotes@primeis.com. So that's info@primeis.com or quotes@primeis.com. And one of our underwriting staff, the first order of business is one of our underwriting staff members will call you to ask you about the risk. What is it we're trying to accomplish? Tell me a little bit about the risk.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have any minimum production requirements.
Well, yeah.
And as far as the application and the producer Great. Agreement and whatnot, all of that information
yeah.
just has to be completed before binding.
Sure.
So we try to get to the heart of the matter first.
Yeah,
and then I'll go through the administrative process. But quotes@primeis.com will get you a quick response.
And that's primeins.com?
Not INS. Oh. Prime is. PRIMEIS. Prime is.
Okay, Prime is. Okay, perfect.
Yes,
yeah, I was glad. So quotes@primeis.com. Perfect.
Prime is. .com, yes.
Perfect, perfect. So just, yeah, that's... pretty straightforward, pretty simple process. I mean,
of course, we're A-rated carrier, of course.
Yeah.
And just happy to help provide information at any time.
Mm-hmm. So my history specifically kind of orbited a lot in the construction insurance universe.
Oh, okay.
So tell me about, and this maybe is just even for my own curiosity more than anything. I know that, you know, there was a lot of times where... you'd have a client that had some claims or had some issues. They still needed the coverage forms that could be difficult to get afterwards, like completed operations or primary non-contributory or waiver subrogation. And, you know, it's more difficult in, you know, claim history situations. You guys mm-hmm. are the company. So you guys, we could come to you with that and say, we need this stuff put in and be no big deal? Or, I mean, maybe it's a big deal, but it's something you're willing to evaluate then. Is that right? Because you guys have that flexibility.
Exactly. I mean, when we're talking about customization and talking about specialty insurance, yes. We take a look at, it's all about the risk, right?
Yeah.
It's all about the individual risk and our ability to look at the individual risk and not pull an answer off a shelf or out of some guidebook. It is, let's take a look at the risk. Let's take a look at the shareholders and the stakeholders rather involved and see what we can do. What is it we need? We expect people to have claims. That's the business that we are in. We expect people to have had difficulties in the past in trying to get out of those situations. And we feel that that is our real expertise in building and keeping to a successful company.
Sure, absolutely. Tell me about the most difficult, crazy risk that you're aware of off the top of your head that you guys have placed.
Well, the ones that stand out to my head, and they happen more frequently than you would think. Those helicopter skiers, I think they're nuts. I mean, we've got, you know, people who that is a passion, and they jump out of a helicopter over a huge mountain of ice and that. So we do insure them.
So we've insured a lot. Are you talking about the people that jump out and ski down the mountain?
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Yes, and we insure the helicopter operator, and we'll also provide individual liability insurance for that skier if that's, you know, a necessity. We'll also insure the guy who's going to meet him at the bottom of that mountain, and guide him through the backwoods and stuff like that. So we do a lot of recreation that gets kind of crazy. In the past year, I think it was one of the celebrity ones is we did a celebrity. I don't think I can mention his name, but he was celebrating his 50th birthday, and he decided to bungee jump over the Grand Canyon. So it was very successful, thank God. And we insured
the rig.
And the rig and insured that whole operation. So it's some of those daredevil things that stand out in my mind, but the outfitters and guides and the mountaineers and the Colorado River rafters. I mean, maybe because I'm the Midwest and like my idea of recreation is, you know, going up the escalator in a mall. So therefore, when I see and hear these exploits and these adventures, it just makes me in awe, and we insure them all. And then the truckers, it's rough business.
It is.
Goes on in the trucking industry.
Yeah.
And we see them and how hard they work to make a living and all the things that can go wrong there. As my boss says many times, Rick Lindsay says, crashes happen, things blow up, you know, people die.
Yep.
So it's a lot of that. But we've done some really fun things. Back in the day, we did the Chicago Cubs. There was a big thing with the Bartman ball. There was the Cubs were thwarted from getting into the playoffs because some kid caught a ball that was supposed to be caught by a player or something. And we covered they blew it up, and it was a big national event. We covered that because no one else would.
Yeah.
And just so many other things.
Wow. What a uniquely positioned company. I mean, talk about outside of the box. I mean, those are probably some of the most outside of the box. And I know the celebrity you're talking about. That's an awesome story. That's so cool that you guys were able to customize and build something like that. And that's just, I think, just out of curiosity, let's say that somebody were to bungee jump over the Grand Canyon for their 50th birthday. Do you have any idea approximately what a premium like that runs? It's got to be a lot.
I would have no idea, but let's break that down a little bit.
Sure.
It's only for a matter of hours.
Right.
Right.
So either it's going to be
that coverage. Yeah.
Either your loss ratio is going to be zero or like 500.
There you go.
Or, you know, I don't know,
there
something.
You go.
That's wow.
There you go.
That's cool.
I know. So you know, I can't talk dollars to
sure.
you, but I always find it interesting how they break down those factorials.
Uh-huh. Sure. No, that's great. That's great. Well, you know, I really appreciate. Is there anything that you feel like we haven't covered that you want to add? Because I know we've covered a lot, and I think you guys mm-hmm. are a really uniquely positioned company. I think the agents, you know, having you guys within their tool belt of companies,
yep.
Obviously it's a wise decision because, you know, we're in the business of insurance. You never know when you're going to need it. You never know when you're going to need Prime Insurance Company, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Go
ahead.
I would just say, well, it's been a pleasure, number one.
Yeah.
And I really appreciate the invite to speak. But yeah. I would say that, you know, as things change and our world is changing so rapidly and new risks, emerging risks, things you couldn't have imagined a year ago are out there and they need to be insured. So mm-hmm. I agree with you. Having an excess and company that is friendly.
Yes.
And wants to teach, wants
yes.
to help you usher in business for
Absolutely.
Both of us, I think would be a wise decision. I'd be more than happy to have a conversation
yeah.
or look at some risks. Just contact us. We'd be happy to start that conversation.
Absolutely. Well, and I think that, you know, within the next year, I think specifically between now and, or, you know, I guess beginning in probably February or March, there's probably going to yeah. be a need for you guys like we've never seen before, because I think, you know, and we were kind of talking about this before we started the recording, is, you know, there's a lot of claims going on right now that really shouldn't even be claims. Yeah. And, you know, I mean, gosh, talk about a place to go and take that insured that for whatever reason is being non-renewed, but especially the reasons of, you know, claims that are just kind of bogus. Talk about a good home to approach when everybody else is locked up in fear, saying no or declining the quote or what have you. Sounds like, mm-hmm. I mean, you guys are perfectly positioned for what's going to be happening over the course of the next, you know, 15 months or so.
Yeah, I think that is well said, because COVID aside, emerging markets aside, this is what we do every day.
Right.
We take on the risk that others don't have an appetite for.
Mm-hmm.
Or,
well, and really,
you know,
digging in to understand
too much volatility.
It.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. That's what I've always felt like was missing, was a really
yeah.
somebody that was willing to take the time to dig in to fully understand what happened. And that's like what mm-hmm. you guys do for a living. So this would have been perfect for me. Yeah.
It's really a fun process, though, because as an insurance professional, you learn. I'm not an underwriter, of course, but
yeah.
you learn so much about so many different types of industries and things, you know, you just wouldn't think of before from a risk perspective. And it's just a fascinating time.
It really is. It really is just so fascinating. Barbara, I totally appreciate you coming on and talking with us here.
Yeah.
For all the agents out there, go to primeis.com. Tell them the Insurance Connector sent you. And get over there and start submitting your risks and finding homes for the things that you don't have any homes for. So, Barbara, thank you so much for coming on with us.
Well, thank you so much. My pleasure. Thank you.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.